This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
بارك يسن فيها الاكثار من الصلاة على سيدي ومولاي رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه من كل عمل صالح. The night of Jumu'ah, it's a blessed night, it's a beautiful night, and the sunnah is to increase your salah upon the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام and all good deeds. يروي الإمام الترمذي في جامعه وفي سننه والإمام أبو داود الطيالسي في مسنده بسند حسن عن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم and narrate a hadith and a few commentary, smaller hadith beside it today to make a point. This is within the theme of mindfulness of one's tongue. And this is what the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said in this hadith. قال إذا أصبح العبد المؤمن الأعضاء كلها تكفر اللسان. Whenever a mu'min wakes up, all of his organs perform takfir upon the tongue. Now, what is meant by tukafiru lisan? Meaning, they accuse the lisan of not being grateful for all of the blessings that they got. من كفر النعمة. So, الكفر, when we use it to say someone is disbeliever, that is a metaphorical usage of the word. Linguistically, the word kufr doesn't actually mean that. It means refusing to acknowledge something. In this case, a blessing. So when you refuse to acknowledge something, that's kufr and ni'mah. And then if you refuse to acknowledge the blessing of life coming from God, that's the ultimate act of kufr, which is disbelief in God. So it became synonymous to disbelief in God based on that. But the actual usage of it is the refusal of acknowledging a blessing. So all the organs, tukaffiru al-lisan, meaning it accuses the lisan of being very ungrateful and causing a lot of problems, meaning the organs are saying, what are you doing? We have so much to be grateful for, be careful. So they say this is what the Prophet ﷺ tells us it does. Tukaffiru al-lisan, taqulu, ittaqi Allah fina. فَإِنَّمَا نَحْنُ بِكَ إِنْ إِسْتَقَمْتَ إِسْتَقَمْنَا وَإِنْ إِعْوَجَجْتَ عَوَجَجْنَا. They say, O tongue, have taqwa of Allah regarding us. Because our status is based on whatever it is you do. If you are mustaqim, meaning if you are righteous, if you are grateful, if you are a believer, if you only say that which is helpful and beneficial, then we will be on that same path. And if you go astray, then we all go astray with you. We are all followers of you. Another understanding of the word tukafir, because it's an interesting word, the concept of kufr. It's a very interesting, actually, root in the Arabic language, because it has a number of different meanings that attach to it. But another meaning is that they submit to the tongue. I mean, they come to it in the form of begging, of saying, you are the master, you are the leader, you are the bigger one. The concept of takfir is also that as well. It works in both ways, and we'll talk about that maybe. There's a hadith coming up where we'll talk about takfir. I'll explain the linguistic background of it all, inshallah, in a different night. But another meaning of it is that they come to the tongue begging it, basically, saying, we are dependent upon you. If you have no taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're all going to be lost if you don't. Abu Ya'la in his Musnad also narrates عن أبي بكر الصديق رضي الله عنه. We don't have a lot of hadith that he narrated رضي الله عنه, but here's one of them. فقال كان يقول علي رضي الله عنه قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ليس شيء في الجسد إلا يشكو ذرب اللسان على حدته أو إلا يشكو إلى الله اللسان. Another narration. It has a hadith حسن. Abu Bakr told us the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said there's nothing in the body. There's no, except it continues to complain about the tongue. It complains to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about the tongue, or it complains the difficulties they find regarding the tongue. Because so, hiddatihi, meaning it's very sharp. Not, again, not literally, but metaphorically, the tongue is so sharp. It can be so harmful. It can be so difficult. They're all afraid of what the tongue is going to do to them. You're saying that the organs are a part of this, of you and I. And they're all afraid of what the tongue is going to get us all into. So every morning, these organs say, Ya Lisan, look, you have to be mindful, because if you don't, you're going to get us all in trouble. And then the tongue doesn't listen. So the organs talk to each other. What is this? How are we going to manage this thing? It doesn't stop getting us into problems. فَقَالَ كَانَ يَدْخُلُ Abu Bakr ala Umar. The hadith is also in Abu Ya'la, where Abu Bakr would enter in a room where Abu Umar, this is after the Prophet died. فَلَيَجْبِذُ لِسَانَهُ. He's pointing on his tongue, he's touching his tongue, putting his tongue, يَقُولَ إِنَّ هَذَا أَوْرَدَنِيَ الْمَوَارِدِ. This tongue keeps getting me in trouble. This is Abu Bakr al-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. إِذْ يَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِهِ فِي الْغَارِ لَا تَحْزَنْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَنَا. That guy. The first Khalifa, who Khalifa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, would pull his tongue, and say, "Inna hada awradani al-mawarid." This tongue keeps on taking me to places I shouldn't go. It keeps on leading me to a place that I don't want to be, because I keep on saying things I shouldn't say. But this is what I'm trying to explain to you. What this hadith explained is that the actual problem of our tongues is something that the whole body is very concerned about. Every aspect of you is complaining about this one organ that can ruin it for everybody. The mistake of the tongue can ruin it for everything else. And they remind it every day. And they complain to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from its effect. Be careful. We have to be very careful of this. We have to be very careful of what we say. And this is something that over the next maybe couple of week or so, I'll keep on reminding us all, because it's important. I should be reminded of this the most. I speak the most probably amongst everyone here. But it's definitely something that's worthy of everyone's contemplation. It's worthy of thinking what you say. What, count your words. This is actually an exercise that they used to give us as we went through any development of tazkiyah. They used to ask us to go through a day and count your words. Count how many things you say. I couldn't do it, obviously. Not even very difficult for me. This took me a long time to get done. So I couldn't count the words. I started to count the conversations. Like, what did I talk about during that day? Who did I speak to? And what potentially did I say that wasn't the right thing to say? What potentially did I say that day that could later on maybe harm me? I'm not talking about cancel culture, where you're saying it on someone pulls it one day, years later, and they ruin your political aspirations or something. I'm just talking about what can come back and harm you on the day of judgment. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pulls all the whole archive, everything, and they point out, you said that. And then you're stuck to what you said that day. And it's a really good exercise to do. And because every aspect of you, every organ, every is saying, just be very careful. We are whatever you do. If you are righteous, then we are righteous. And if you are not, then we are not. We have very little control over it. I think it's a hadith that are worthy of our contemplation. يروي الإمام الترمذي في جامعه والإمام أبو داود الطيالسي في مسنده بسند حسن عن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا أصبح العبد المؤمن فإن الأعضاء كلها تكفر اللسان تقول اتق الله فينا فإنما نحن بك إن استقمت استقمنا وإن اعوججت اعوججنا. وروى أبو يعلى في مسنده عن أبي بكر الصديق رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم ليس شيء في الجسد إلا ويشكو ذرب اللسان على حدته. صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك، أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت، استغفرك وأتوب إليك، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك.